With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A man armed with a rifle rammed a vehicle into the largest Reform synagogue in the nation today before being shot to death by security officials.
WDIV-TV reports that a truck crashed into the Temple Israel Synagogue in West Bloomfield Township, Michigan on Thursday. Footage from the scene shows dozens of police vehicles surrounding the building. FBI Director Kash Patel says agents are on scene of an apparent vehicle ramming and active shooter situation at the synagogue. The Jewish Federation of Detroit has advised all Jewish organizations in the area to follow lockout protocol. No one getting into the building. The Oakland County Sheriff's Office says authorities are clearing the building. Ernie Bennett reporting.
The Senate approved a package of bills aimed at lowering housing costs on Thursday. South Carolina GOP Senator Tim Scott says Congress can boost chances for more people to achieve the American dream of home ownership.
We can do what so many folks failed to do in this legislative body for the last few decades. Not few years, but few decades. That is, pass consequential legislation that makes it easier to become a homeowner for those who are ready for that part of their journey.
But the path forward in the House remains uncertain given conservative opposition to some portions of the bill despite support from President Trump. Old Dominion University police say a gunman and one victim are dead and two other victims are hurt after a shooting at the school on Thursday morning. It wasn't immediately clear how the shooter died. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 739 points, the NASDAQ dropped 404, the S&P declined 103. This is SRN News. Idaho lawmakers want gay marriage repealed. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The State House of Representatives has passed a resolution calling on the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn its 2015 decision legalizing same-sex unions in all 50 states. The resolution says that the gay marriage decision, quote, is at odds with the Constitution and the principles upon which the United States is established. It also points out that marriage had always been considered the province of state law. The Idaho Senate will take up the resolution next. Michael Harrington reporting.
Belgian officials say Monday's explosion near a synagogue in the eastern city of Liège was an anti-Semitic act. Federal prosecutors are investigating and several other countries in Europe are tightening security. Police say the blast happened in the early hours of Monday. No one was injured, but the windows of a building in front of the synagogue were blown out. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Weekly jobless claims slipped again, reinforcing evidence that layoffs remain rare across the U.S. economy. Worries about oil supply sent another shockwave through the markets. On Wall Street, the Dow was off 739 points, the NASDAQ down 404, the S&P 500 down by 103. Here's Alex Viega with the latest on mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to just over 6.1%. The average rate is now back to where it was 5 weeks ago, not far from its lowest level in 3.5 years. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors that generally follow the trajectory of the 10-year Treasury yield, which lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. That yield has moved higher as the war in Iran stokes inflation fears among bond market investors. I'm Alex Vega.
And for the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at SRNNews.com.